Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
Oh, it's not going to stop raining this year. But then again, a lot of kids who might have gone to Camp Granada in the past may not be in families that can afford to send them anymore. You know, it looked a little bit like a scene from the Pied Piper story. Hundreds of thousands of tri-state area kids standing on street corners this morning and stepping on buses for points north. It is the first day of summer camp, and as with everything else, the summer rite of passage is impacted by the state of the economy. In addition to traditional weeks-long sleepaway camp, as depicted in that classic song, many city kids make a daily reverse commute to day programs in Rockland County, or walk down the block to neighborhood day camps. With us to discuss just what kids will be doing with their precious 10 weeks out of school in this economy are Cedric Dew, Executive Director of the Jamaica Queens YMCA, and Adam Weinstein, Executive for the New York Section of the American Camp Association, which represents 300 programs in the tri-state area. Adam, Cedric, welcome to WNYC. Hi there.
Hi there. Thank you,
Brian.
Adam, camp has changed a lot from you know, when some of our listeners were young and maybe listening to Alan Sherman there for the first time. How will all these legions of school kids be spending their summers?
I mean, camp has changed a lot, but in a lot of ways, camp has stayed the same. All these children are still going to be off at camp. They're going to be making new friends. They're going to be getting to know children who are different from them. They're going to be feeling better about themselves when camp is over, and they're going to be trying things that they haven't tried before. And that's always been the core of the camp experience, and that really remains the core of camp experience today.
And, you know, the idea for this segment came from listener contributors to our Uncommon Economic Indicators project. Sarah in Yonkers wrote in that the low-cost city-sponsored programs in her city were sold out, which is an unusual occurrence. And Christine in Fairfield told us the higher-end camps that her kids attended still had open slots in the middle of June. Unheard of, she wrote. Neither woman wanted to make that leap from contributor to on-air guest, but we thought they must be on to something. So, Cedric, is enrollment up for your YMCA camps in Jamaica?
Well, I think what we're seeing is that the value of the dollar is more important this summer, and we do see more folks requesting financial assistance, you know, for 2009, and we're actually exceeding the numbers of applications that with the demand of dollars, you know. So, and also we're finding that there's a waiting list, so it is definitely up in the sense of demand, but I think there is a conservativeness about people looking for a greater value for the dollar.
What's the tuition at a YMCA day camp?
Well, you know, and it does vary. It varies based upon, we have some programs that are funded by the city, so those programs are absolutely free. So in some communities, you could actually go into your local school and apply for programs and it have no cost because it's city funded. In other cases, it could go up as high as $375, $385 for a session of the summer. So you can, for 2 weeks, you could probably send a child for $375. But bearing in mind, there is always financial assistance available, so we ask that you come in and talk with us about it.
Adam, what would Camp Granada cost these days?
Oh, Camp Granada, there's a camp out there for everyone at every price point. Camps, you can find camps that are anywhere from free for certain programs in the city, like my colleague was talking about, to camps that can run $1,000 plus a week. So there's a whole range of camps that are out there.
And listeners, we have a few minutes for phone calls because we think Sarah and Christine from our Uncommon Economic Indicators Project can't be alone. Has the economy changed the shape of your kids' summer for this year? Call and tell us how. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post it to our show page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. Any good tips for parents still trying to figure out what to do with their kids for part of this summer? What's a good low-cost summer program that you know about? Call and share it with your fellow Brian Lehr Show listeners. That's probably the most important thing we can do here. What's a good, low-cost, but high-quality way for children to spend the summer right now? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. 9692. And Cedric from the Jamaica YMCA, I think when a lot of our listeners think camp, they picture a cabin in the woods with bunks and kids making those potholder crafts and lanyards and stuff like that. I don't know why they always make lanyards, which are pretty boring. But how do YMCA camps organize their day if they're in the city?
Well, I think the first thing, one of the first premises that comes to mind is that young people now have what's called summer brain drain as a result of not getting enough educational components connected to their camps. So the fact that our camps really focus on doing book and journal writing and getting kids involved and keeping an educational twist on it so that they're having fun but learning at the same time, I think that's an important piece of our camps. We also focus on physical education, teaching them about our core values of respect, responsibility, caring, and honesty, so that we're tying in things that will be tangible tools for them to use as they go back into the school year. So no longer is the summer separate and apart from the school year. It's sort of cross-connected now.
From our comments page, somebody writes, I'm out of work. I applied for a camp scholarship to the camp for which we paid full price for our kids the last 3 years. They knocked off a third of the price. Then I went begging to some assorted relatives on my side and my wife's side, and we managed to get the cash together. So, Adam, I mean, if they went to that effort, that's an indication of, A, that there's some financial assistance out there, but also, B, that this is really important to some families.
It is. We see a lot of families who pool together to be able to send their children to camp. We see a lot of grandparents who help fund a camp experience for their grandkids. And we have seen, particularly, camps offering payment plans to existing families. So instead of money being due in October, January, and April, some camps have let people pay out monies over a much longer period of time. There are definitely lots of ways to sort of be able to afford a camp experience. And one of the things that folks can do now is, if they're looking for a camp for next year, to start early. It's really the best way to find the right camp for your child and the right deal for your child is to start looking early, get out there, find the camp that matches for your child for next summer. It'll give you a whole year to figure out how to pay for it, to engage family in terms of paying for it, to turn Hanukkah gifts and birthday gifts and Christmas gifts into camp tuition, and to be able to take advantage of that experience.
All right, let's see. I think Bob and Lori have some good low-cost, high-quality summer camp tips. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, hi.
Real quick, what you got?
FIT. They have these summer classes for kids who are interested in art. There's interior design. There's probably something to do with fabric. We got, fabric design. I think there might even be some beginning architecture classes.
Affordable?
Yes, very affordable. And they link them together. You can take two or three classes. It'll eat up an afternoon for your kid.
How young will they take the kids?
I think you got to be on, I think that's probably about 11, 12.
Uh-huh. Well, that's pretty young for that. Bob, thank you. Lori in Manhattan, what you got?
Queens College. I was surprised to learn a few years ago that Queens College has a wonderful variety of programs. They have an arts program, they have a theater program, they have a sports program, they have intellectual things, anything that you want. They have daily swimming in all of the programs, and it's very reasonable.
Great one. Thank you. And with us on the line briefly now is Eric Goldstein from the city's Department of Education Office of School Support Services, while there is a Department of Education. Hi, Eric. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, Brian.
So it's not true that there's no free lunch? There is free lunch?
There is free lunch, and there's a lot of free lunch. And, in fact, we also have free breakfast as well.
Where, when, how?
All through the summer. We start today, as a matter of fact, and we run through the end of August to the 28th of August. Call 311. We have over 1,000 locations. We're servicing schools. We have open community feeder sites. We're at parks. We're at pools. We're in libraries. We're at soup kitchens. Uh-huh. We're all different places. And we serve breakfast from 8 to 9:15 and lunch from 11 to 1:15. You have to be 18 years of age or younger. That's it. Nobody asks any questions. You show up, we'll feed you.
So this isn't linked to a summer program. This is for kids who may have been getting free meals in schools. Now school is out, and they can keep showing up and getting the meals, right?
Well, it's really for everyone. I mean, we feed a lot of camps. I mean, we feed hundreds and hundreds of camps. Our only requirement for camps is that they be non-for-profit organizations, and we'll feed them. But the summer meal program is really for everybody. So, of course, it's for children who take part in our free lunch program,
mm-hmm.
but also for children if you're up visiting from South Carolina or from Norway. All you have to do is show up at one of our spots, and we'll feed you.
Eric, thanks for mentioning it. From the Department of Education School Support Services Office, again, you can call 311 if you want to find out more, or we have a link to their page on our page, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Liz in Glen Cove, what you got that's cheap and good?
We're doing free or cheap this summer, and one thing is the libraries. We have a lot of libraries around here that have not only story hour, but people from the local nature preserve will bring in reptiles and birds for the kids to see, so there's a nature programs. I think in one of the libraries they're doing a magic program where they're teaching the kids how to do magic. And then we also have our beaches, our North Shore beaches, where we get swim lessons for the whole summer for $60.
Great.
So I take my son 3 days a week and enjoy myself watching him.
And that's, oops, go get that phone, Liz, okay?
That's not mine.
I guess that's all in Glen Cove that's going
Glen
on,
Cove,
right?
Glen Cove, Seacliff, you know, all around. You know, you have to look at the other neighborhoods,
right,
too, and in the city, too.
Okay, that's great. And New York City Parks Department, I just want to mention, has a lot of free stuff for kids going on this summer. I think that's parks.nyc.gov. And we thank Cedric Drew, Executive Director of the Jamaica Queens YMCA, and Adam Weinstein, Executive for the New York Section of the American Camp Association, which represents 300 programs in the tri-state area. Adam, just real quick, how can people get in touch with you? You have a web address?
Yeah, everyone should go to campwizard.org, www.campwizard.org, and we can help folks find camps.
And Cedric?
You can go to YMCANYC.org, and you can / whatever borough you're in, and you will find more information about the YMCA.
All right. That's great. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. And
thank you.
News out there, we've got it for you. If you haven't thought already that there is something you can afford for your children to do this summer, there are some links. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.